which we'll look at further in our studies. Then she doesn't simply point back to some of the history in Daniel 11. She quotes verses 30 through 35. The point being is, she says, much of the history of Daniel 11 has been repeated, but here's a history you really need to understand. This is one of the histories that definitely will be repeated. And without dealing with that history at this point, brothers and sisters, this is the history where the daily is. The daily is identified in Daniel 11 in verse 31. So, whatever the history is in connection with the daily, we find in Adventism today, at the end of the world, we have a completely different view of that history than the pioneers did. And we find that Ellen White and James White agreed with the pioneers. So, if we're going to take the view of the daily that is the majority opinion in our day, and look at that history from that perspective, the sequence of events in that history are going to be different than the history illustrated in the pioneer understanding. And yet, Sister White says, these histories, particularly this history, would be repeated when Daniel 11 is being fulfilled. Now, if you have the wrong pattern, it's going to be virtually impossible to come to the right conclusion about the fulfillment of Daniel 11. This is a controversy that's also found, a historical controversy, a theological controversy that's also found within these last few chapters of Daniel 11. And from my studies, this has eternal consequences. There's information, if you take the history illustrated as the pioneers understood and you align it with the fulfillment of Daniel 11, there's such profound and serious warnings in those verses that to use the wrong pattern, come to the wrong conclusion, removes those profound and serious warnings and eliminates the ability to the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit to shake us in such a way as to bring about a revival in our experiences. So this controversy, this history in Daniel 11 is something that needs to be understood correctly if you're going to come to some of the serious conclusions that are found in Daniel 11. And brothers and sisters, when Daniel stands up, or when Michael stands up in Daniel chapter 12, 1, that's when human probation closes. But that verse says, and at that time. At what time?